What are you supposed to be, some kind of a cosmonaut?
No, we're exterminators. Somebody saw a cockroach up on 12.
That's gotta be some cockroach.
Bite your head off, man. Going up?
I'll take the next one.
Transmission started.
And now it's time for Fleshing It In.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Fleshing It In. I am your host, John Stenning, and we are here with friend of the podcast, Matt Rainson.
Hello.
Hey, Matt.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank
Matt,
you.
Matt, is that purple light in your eyes too much?
No, it's, okay. It's not. Well, now that you say it, I'm going to keep looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, I can turn it off.
No, it wasn't bugging me at all.
All right, okay. No. So, there it is.
There
wow,
it is.
Bark right away. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, we're not recording this where we usually record. We're at my apartment, the Turd Palace. As it's known on social media. Turd Palace 3.0.
Yeah.
Because I moved too much, I guess. So, Matt, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
10+ years.
Yeah. I actually remember the first night we met.
You met? Oh, that's romantic.
Yeah,
what was it?
I do. We were at a party, and you and Ben Donnelly had driven up together. Sorry, Ben, name drop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nice
and,
name drop.
Yeah, name drop.
Cool.
But the party happened to be at my parents' old beach house.
Oh, gotcha.
And you...
That's crazy.
And you had heard about it, I guess, before. Like, oh, this is Matt's old beach house. And you, I guess, had said, who's Matt? And then I was like, I'm him.
Oh,
and
yes. I remember that.
Yeah,
I do remember that interaction.
And you were like, yeah.
Yeah, like, who is Matt?
Yeah, and I think that was the first
this
time we met.
This was down in Narragansett?
In Narragansett.
Around college time.
Yeah, if we didn't meet before that, maybe at Springbrook. But
at Springbrook, which was a name of a road.
Yeah.
A house that a lot of people lived at in college, right?
Yeah, that
like
was
eight or so... people?
No, I think...
Was that less?
It might have been 5 or 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that the most amount of people that lived in one of those houses at the time?
No, there was 6 of us in Larch.
Larch,
the last 2 years. I lived there part of the last year.
Oh, that was the one with, like, the overhang?
Yeah. The overhang.
Ben and I shot that short film at.
Yeah, I think that was that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Had an overhang, yeah.
Yeah, that you could walk under.
Yeah, with, like, gravel.
Yeah, with gravel.
Yeah. Maybe we...
Yeah, six of us lived there, I guess you could say, almost 7 at one time. But
because of other people hanging out and crashing on the couch.
The way I started living there is I was crashing on the
couch.
Sure,
that happens in college.
And then someone else said, I'm never here and you're here way more, so how about you just move in?
Oh.
Like, officially. So
yeah.
that's when I did.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And was that, like, a resentful thing, or it just, like, happened?
No, it just made sense.
It
happened smoothly. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it made sense. I was down there a lot. I was a kid.
You went to URI?
No, I went. I was going to CCRI at the time.
Yeah,
because
I don't even know, like, I think most of the time I probably wasn't going to college, but at least the first half.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to CCRI, like, just enough to make the full-time, you know, requirement.
Yeah,
and I wasn't doing too much, and I was working.
So you didn't go to URI, I didn't go to URI.
No.
We met because of URI.
URI. I met just about everyone I know in my entire life because of URI.
Because of URI.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, a lot of the same people that we hang out with.
Right,
so.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's all worked out, though.
It did. It worked out for the best.
Yeah.
And now we're here recording a podcast.
Yeah, I know. And,
about death.
About death,
you ever
yeah.
thought about how you want to die?
I've never... I mean, definitely old. I think
you
want to
be old.
I am one of the people that want to be old.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to see things. I just want to see what happens.
Sure.
You know. And,
with, like, anything specific or just everything?
Just everything.
Yeah.
I guess just curiosity out of, you know, more than anything.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't really think about death too much.
Not often.
My whole thing
seems
about...
Seems healthy. It's probably healthier.
My whole thing about death, and maybe it's a bit of a buzzkill for this podcast.
Oh,
is,
no.
Sorry. If there's one thing you can be guaranteed in life...
Yeah.
It is that you're gonna die.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. And then once you're dead, you're dead forever.
Yeah.
Longer than you've been alive.
Sure.
Yeah, so you have all that time to figure out death.
Right.
You know, and what it's like.
So you think I should be recording this podcast with dead people?
No, I think well, maybe with dead people, it would
be
nice to know what it would be like.
I don't think it's really possible.
That
based
honestly,
on what you just said, it's not possible.
That would be a breakthrough, John.
Yeah, it would be.
You would get a lot of listeners from that.
Probably.
Yeah.
like, do you want to? You think you want to die peacefully?
Peacefully, yeah. Absolutely.
Not some sort of extreme way?
No, expected.
No? In an expected way.
Yeah, an expected way. Yes. Yeah.
Just like in your bed, near loved ones? Yeah. You prefer not to even think about it?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I've had a lot of experience, unfortunately.
With death.
With death in the last year and a half. I was there when my grandmother died.
Sucks.
Yeah, bedside and everything. Yeah. And you know, she was in hospice.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the fall, I had an aunt that went into hospice. And she was in hospice for maybe like 6 or 7 days. And I went and saw her 3 times in those 7 days.
Yeah.
And the last time I went to go see her, she had just happened to die while I was there.
Wow.
So I saw it again. And, you know, it's really a strange experience.
You saw the moment that they died.
Yeah, they died. Yeah.
And
I had never saw it before in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it twice within, you know, 13 or 14 months of each other.
And if I'm asking two personal questions.
No, it's okay.
But were they awake before they had passed?
No. So in both instances, they were awake in hospice and active. Both of them were active, coincidentally, for, you know, the first day and a half in hospice. They were talking and maybe eating a little. And then both of them, sure enough, stopped eating.
Uh-huh.
And then there wasn't the waking up.
Gotcha.
And then there was only, you know, the reaction to movement.
Right.
And then there was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, you know, in that order, almost in the same time frame. But, you know, the thing that
got me... So it wasn't as black and white as they're... As coherent as we are talking right now.
No, neither.
It was like a steady...
It was a steady decline. And I have a close friend whose mother just died a couple weeks ago, and it was the same thing.
The same thing.
And, but we actually have a close friend who actually told me what would happen just before they passed.
Yeah.
And he said to me, you know, what had happened to his family member was... Their head had started moving while they were, like, with every breath, their head would go like this.
Yeah.
And he said 45 minutes later, they pass away. With my grandmother, her head started moving.
Really?
Sure enough, within the hour.
It's like a sign of trouble breathing?
Away. Or? It's the muscle reaction. The body, I think, has stopped breathing, but the muscles are trying to get you to breathe.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Sure.
Yeah. But,
let's take a second. We're not doctors.
Yeah, I generally
don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's all from Dr. House. But,
yeah.
Name drop again. And, going to be paying all sorts of people, John.
This is sponsored by Ben Donnelly and House.
Yeah,
MD.
And House, yeah.
Yeah.
But, when I walked in, in the fall, to see my aunt that third time, I walked in, her head was moving.
Yeah.
And none of them had been around, I don't think, a dying person, or at least recently.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at my mom. I said, how long has her head been moving? She goes, I didn't notice that. I said to my mom, she's going to pass. And sure enough, within the hour, she had passed.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
That sucks.
Given that, I have recently thought about death because there's been so...
But
unfortunately,
not,
so much of it.
It's not like a reoccurring thing for you.
No, it's not. Like it's certainly not like an interest or anything, yeah.
Now, having that experience happen to you twice, is that something that you're like, fuck, I don't want to ever have this ever happen to me again?
I want to be there
for certain
people,
ones.
But
yeah,
it's not the most pleasing.
Sure.
The care up to it is, you know, just humongous.
Right, and like we didn't really talk about what hospice is. I think a lot of people know what hospice is,
right,
but it's like when you're basically taking a hospital environment and you're creating it inside the person's home.
It's ultra care, and you know, the people are great all the time. The nurses are great. Everyone's respectful and kind, and that was like the saving grace.
How many people were like on staff?
I think she had like 2 nurses, but she had 1 nurse that my grandma was really close with that did happen to do home care would also start. She had met her in the hospital and had started coming when my grandma was put in the hospice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then there are like, I've never experienced hospice before, so I don't know. Are there like big machines in the room?
No,
or just like really simple?
Generally, it's just like a hospital bed.
Yeah. a small little monitor.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Or, yeah. Towards the very end, I don't think they had her on anything because there's no more fluids, there's no more food.
Right.
You know, you're right. Administering.
So no morphine. IV.
Yeah, no. The loved ones or nurses giving the morphine that they need and
yeah, just stuff like that. Just with a shot or
yeah, into their mouth.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Generally.
Yeah. So you take morphine orally?
I think so. Yeah, I believe that's how they did it. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know. I've never taken morphine.
I've never given it. I only saw it, and that was a few years ago now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That sucks.
But yeah, my mom would do it for my grandma. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my aunt did it for my great aunt.
That's gonna
yeah.
be such like, imagine that. That's a crazy experience.
Oh
that's
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is crazy. Yeah.
Sad.
Oh yeah, it's very sad.
Well, you want to move on to a happier topic about death?
Oh, what's a happier topic about?
I don't know. Sometimes I like to. Do you know what you want to do with your body after you die?
I think I definitely want to be buried.
You definitely want to be buried.
Yes.
You might be. You're one of the first people on this show to say that definitively.
Yeah.
Most people our age say cremation or something. Why do you want to be buried?
I don't know, cremation. I feel like
you're not the only person to say it. But
yeah. No.
I don't mean to make you feel like a black sheep.
No. I mean,
outcast. You're such an outcast.
I don't know. Cremation, I just don't like the thought of what my body going through that process.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really like that. I think like decaying naturally, I mean, I'm not the type of person that's saying I want to be like laid into the dirt, you know, right there. I'm okay with the whole coffin into the ground, headstone.
Yeah.
That is fine with me, traditional.
Yeah. Yeah. But you want like a big coffin that's like encased in like a steel. They like encased
yeah,
them in like
I don't
things.
Know the whole process.
How much are you actually decomposing, and how much are you actually becoming part of the earth?
Of the earth, yeah. I mean, I think it's more just about for me resting.
Sure.
Yeah, more.
Which
than,
I think is fine. I'm not trying.
Well,
to,
I mean, not that I don't
want to
get back, but no. But I think just for me, it's just more about resting.
About resting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about. Like,
you'd rather not have your body burnt.
Yeah. Just about my body being.
That's your prerogative.
Yeah, and I always imagine. Like people coming to visit. That's somewhere to come and visit, and that's physically me, you know, and not, you know,
and not just an in memoriam stuff or anything.
Yeah.
So you want a tombstone?
Yeah.
What are you
putting
on it, baby? This is a big question.
Just traditional, basic stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe,
okay.
You know,
first name, last name. You gonna get an epitaph on there? You gonna put a little saying on there?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe I'll come up with a slogan at some point in my life.
I like that. It's gonna be something that you came up with yourself. You're not gonna like. Quote F. Scott Fitzgerald.
No, I can't say it now because I haven't come up with it. It has to come from me.
Right.
I'm sure I'll say something.
You're still a young man.
I'll say something great at some point. Yeah.
I mean, you've said great things.
Yeah, a few things.
Have we ever written them down, though?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
We've
got to start writing them down.
This is the first one on tape. This is writing.
This is true.
Yeah,
this is,
yeah.
Someone will transcribe this somewhere.
We'll get someone.
One of the hardcore fans will transcribe
Whoever
this.
Recovers this thing in 400 years from... You know, whatever rubble is left around.
Yeah, with just the pile of MacBooks.
They'll have figured out how to read the hard drive somehow with some sort of microscope.
And they'll listen to this.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, what was his epitaph? And then they'll go look you up.
Right.
And they'll go visit your actual grave.
Yeah.
Because suckers like me aren't going to have actual
They'll
graves.
Find me on social media, like in the archives. Yeah.
Yes, right.
We'll have that one day.
Because your Facebook never gets deleted, no matter what you do.
No.
I don't care what you think you're going to do.
You know, I have tried finding my old MySpace, and I know they deleted it, and I tried finding it before they deleted it. No, they reset the profiles, I'm sure, because they just had...
it's, like, very music-oriented last time
I have not been on it in a while.
Yeah.
And, I couldn't find it, and I really wanted to. And it'd be nice if we had, like, an archive. You know,
I would love to go see my MySpace.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just to laugh at how pathetic I was.
If I can get, like, a history. Like they used to do with the newspapers in the library on the machine. You could reel them through. I just need something like
you
that.
You want, like, that physical Rolodex?
I don't need that.
Sort of.
But if I could just get someone to emulate that.
You put your eyes up to, like, some goggles.
Yeah, that would be great. And you could hear the music play. Remember the MySpace profile
Yeah, because you always could
songs.
Pick a song.
Yeah.
It's weird that Facebook didn't do that.
Right, and what we didn't know the whole time is that we were coding on MySpace.
We were. We were learning how to code.
Yeah, and none of us knew it or probably retained it.
I bet you some people out there started coding on MySpace and, like, became... They
right.
There are definitely stories of, like, emo kids who were, like, learning how to make their page black with X's on it that turned out to be, like, the next...
Yeah, and that was how you did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You put up an away message and say, hey, I'm coding right now.
Yeah. Would you say that?
No, me? No.
Yeah. We wouldn't call it coding. No. It was just we just learned how to put certain
things. We would make it sound ridiculously cool and say that we were pimping our MySpace profile.
That's probably very accurate. I was trying to think of what we would say
and over elaborate on what we're doing. Yeah. And about how the product is going to be so nice.
Yeah. MySpace was high school, right? Middle school?
No,
school?
For me it was middle school.
Middle school?
Very much middle school.
Yeah. I know. I remember we are of the age that you could not get Facebook unless you had a college.
Well, I'm 2 years younger, so I got it as a sophomore. I'm 2 grades behind you.
You blow my mind. Yeah. I always just thought you were the same age
as me. No, I'm 2 grades behind you.
So that makes sense. So you got MySpace a little bit younger. Because I don't think I got it
until MySpace in 6th grade.
When could you get Facebook?
They made it public for everyone when I was a junior, I believe. In high school.
High school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
Either
sense.
Either a junior or a sophomore.
You needed a college email when I signed up. But then it was a year or two later where they let everyone sign.
Yeah, because I had had my friend base was... at URI, because of Tony.
Yeah, right.
So they all had it, and I was the one who couldn't have it.
Right,
and
right,
I was
right.
This is awful.
And
then they finally opened the gates.
And now we all have it.
Now
your aunt.
Literally everyone has it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're stealing all your
information. But now it's acceptable, and I'm sure you remember when you just wouldn't add your parents or wouldn't add your aunt or uncle on Facebook.
Sure.
Now it's okay. Everyone's doing it. It's made everyone, I think, more accepting and a lot more tolerant of a lot of things.
You think so?
I think so. I think it's made them more understanding of how the younger generation
is. I am very lucky
that
neither of my parents are on Facebook. I think if they signed up for it... I don't know if I'd add them.
I have grandparents on Facebook. I have all my aunts and uncles, most of them.
I definitely have some aunts and uncles. I've got some cousins that are a little bit older. I have one surviving grandparent. I don't think she's on Facebook. Okay. I don't really talk to her. So, that's a totally different story. But, is she on Facebook? I don't know. Now I'm kind of interested.
I have a big family, so I guess the ratio is a little off.
Yeah.
But I think almost all
I have
of
a couple
them.
Of... aunts on Facebook that's how we communicate.
Yeah.
You know, they use Messenger to talk to me. One of them lives in a different state.
Yeah, my dad has 6 sisters, and I think just about all of them have Facebook, and that's basically my interaction.
There are some
outside of major holidays.
There are some positives to Facebook.
Yeah, there are.
It's like the modern day phone book.
Yeah, I'm not the one to be I need to get off Facebook. I'm not really hooked on it or anything. I'm not always on it.
He's looking at it right now.
Yeah, I'm actually on my phone.
He's wearing a VR headset that is just Facebook.
Check it out. You can feel like you're here. I'm gonna put.
You see his Mark Zuckerberg tattoo.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a hoodie.
A Mark Zuckerberg hoodie.
Yeah, one of those. He wears a fresh one every day, though.
A new one?
I think so, a new one.
Never been worn before?
I don't think so.
Never been washed, or does he wash it once?
I'm not sure.
Can we go on a tangent real quick?
What's that?
When you buy new clothes, do you have to wash them first before you wear them, or do you just wear them right away?
I just wear them right away.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm very
picky about which one I buy. I never buy something on the front of a rack or a shelf. I always have to buy six or seven bags.
It's not because I think it's dirty. It's just it has this sort of warehouse feel, manufactured feel to it.
I almost like that.
I need to put some Downy on it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I think I like the crisp feeling.
You like the crisp?
Yeah.
You're a starch guy.
I'm a starch guy.
You did come in here wearing a 3-piece suit.
Yeah, I did.
Look at that collar. Yeah. Ooh, nice cufflinks.
The cummerbund was tough.
Yeah. Oh, now he's showing me his cummerbund.
To get around.
Yeah.
But
it's nice. It's a nice suit.
It works. It works.
Yeah, you're a starched guy.
Yeah, it's actually a tearaway tuxedo. So there's something on underneath.
Save that for after the show, or at least the third act or something.
Yeah. So just in case I'm doing hosting an award show or something like that.
You're teasing what is underneath it, or you're not telling me?
No, I'm not telling you.
All right, fine.
I mean, a lot of glitter, but no, not saying no more.
So. Have you ever thought about making a will or anything, or no?
Yeah, I'm still, maybe just more recently I thought, who would get what.
Yeah.
And not that there's much to go around.
Sure.
But no, not too seriously, no.
Right, that's usually the answer. There's not much to go around.
No. Yeah.
As far as living, you said you want to live a long life. Are you health conscious at all or anything?
Yeah, I try to be. I work so much, just gets in the way. I tend to not eat the best.
Gets in the way in eating wise.
And I have a sweet tooth. I love chocolate and I love candy, obviously. But
why do you say obviously?
Yeah, I feel like everyone loves candy.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Who doesn't love parfait?
I guess you're kind of I mean, even people who are like, oh, I'm trying to stay away from sugar. Yeah. Like, yeah. You still know candy's good.
Yes, candy's good. I mean, I try and stay away from sugar. Like,
what's your favorite candy? Go to, if we're walking to CVS right now.
It'll either be hot tamales or chocolate-covered pretzels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. Those two good picks, but I don't know if they're even in my top five.
I love chocolate-covered pretzels.
Just regular chocolate, not white chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
Yeah. Will you fuck with dark chocolate or white chocolate?
No, I don't
chocolate
really
or
like dark chocolate. No. White chocolate, maybe. If
what about like a peanut butter-covered pretzel?
I'm not like, I love like peanut butter and jelly and like peanut butter like on stuff.
Oh, you're not a huge peanut butter guy?
No, I'm not a huge peanut butter guy. Like, when I'm making my sandwich, like, yeah, maybe I'll, like, lick the knife or something like that.
But you're not, like, having
I can't eat it. Like, when I see, like, the way, like, Reese's portrays it, like, flowing on their commercial, like, if they ever do that, turn off. Don't, like, I think the texture looks bad.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't see, like, Jocelyn's the sandwich
But I like Reese's.
Yeah, I can see that. Because the chocolate is cutting.
Yeah. But... Yeah, no, not a huge peanut butter
More
guy.
More of a chocolate guy.
Love chocolate. Yeah. I'm a big fruit guy. I like fruit.
What's your favorite fruit?
Oh, I don't know. I probably like watermelon. Oh, blueberries. Definitely blueberries.
Really?
I love blueberries.
It's a good time of year for clementines right now.
Yeah, good time of year for clementines.
Yeah, not a good time of year for blueberries.
Yeah, we're just like getting through it, I think, aren't we? Yeah. We're just after the good time. But... No, I love blueberries. I always grew up like around food, and I love cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandma owned a cheese shop growing up. So
food was a big part of like your family gatherings.
Oh yeah, food.
Wait, you said what? Your grandma owned a cheese shop?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
In Wayland, you know, in Wayland Square.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's now the Salted Slate.
The Salted Slate.
Yeah, it was before that. It was Farmstead, and my grandma sold it to Farmstead.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Didn't your family have some sort of involvement in the diner on Wayland Square? Or no, you just used
no,
to go to the diner a lot?
No, that's where I used to go every morning.
Because
so I would go with my grandma and my mom to
we
open
used to go to Wayland Diner a lot, and you'd be like, I used to
I know everyone,
kid.
Yeah.
Right.
And I still know the waitress there. Yeah.
Your picture
she's
up
amazing
on the wall or some shit?
One of my sister's picture, I think, that's used to be up on the wall. Yeah. I don't know if it's still up there, her baby picture.
Right.
But, no, I would go to the store with my mom or my grandma, and either before school or before the store opened, I would go and sit at, it was called Ruffles back then.
Well,
it's Wayland Diner now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would have a Danish every single morning.
A cheese Danish?
No, they had, they called them crunch Danishes. And what they were was, he would put coconut on it and put it back in the oven so the coconut would roast on top. And then he would put like the icing over that.
Just like the regular sugar.
Yeah, like sugar and
sugar
was
based, like
amazing
toaster strudel type.
I would actually pay a considerable amount of money
for
that recipe.
That sounds damn
good. If anyone out there is listening and has it. But
yeah, you heard it here first, folks.
So,
get Matt that recipe.
Yeah, I would love that. But
that was a Ruffles product.
It was, from the Ruffles
family. Ruffles.
Yeah.
That was the name of the family.
Yeah, that was the name of the brothers and then eventually the son who owned it. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that little diner spot.
Yeah, it's a great place. I love it.
All right. That's about it. You want to talk about anything else before we get out of here?
That flew by.
Did you time it?
I did. I timed. No, I didn't. No.
We have like matching Apple Watches.
Yeah, we do. Well, maybe I will point out, I think I feel partially responsible for your Apple Watch purchase.
You are 90% responsible for my Apple Watch purchase.
And, you know, a lot of people hated me saying like, oh, do you want to like feel like a cyborg all
people
the time?
People make fun of my watch still.
But if I don't wear it, it is the most annoying thing in the world.
I love my Apple Watch so much.
Yeah.
And I am one to make flippant purchases.
Yeah,
I guess I don't regret the purchase of the Apple Watch, but I specifically remember being at a bar one night and being like, I think I kind of want an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And you were like, you want an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And I went and bought one the next
day. I think
day.
The conversation started was I had gotten mine like a month or so before.
Yeah, yeah. You recently
and,
got
it. Because my friend had one. And
I
ignore a lot of phone calls throughout the day, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And it's just, you don't have to take your phone out of your pocket.
It's nice.
And, you know, us kids nowadays, we wear such tight jeans. It's a pain to slide them out.
That's true.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's true.
So, you know.
Many people would say that my jeans are too tight and that they would make fun of my Apple Watch.
Yeah. I don't particularly wear tight jeans, but I got a 7 Plus. I got the big boy here. So
same.
You know, it's
we are right.
Yeah,
look at us. Apple shills.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and like we, for me, the Apple Watch is huge when it comes to like exercise. I really like to exercise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So for me, it's like a huge part of that.
I don't necessarily like exercise outside of like little stuff, but my job is pretty physical, so yeah. It's great to see that.
Are and you, like, looking at your steps and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I look
are
at my steps.
Are you focusing on your rings or anything?
I mean, it's not hard for me to close my rings at all. I do it without a problem.
Yeah.
I could probably increase them if I had to.
Yeah.
I look at it all the
time. We'll talk about off mic what your rings are set to.
Yeah. I don't know what they're set to right now. All right. Probably low.
I mean, you can only set the calories one. Right.
Is that it? Yeah.
Because the exercise one's 30 minutes and the standard is 12 hours.
It's 12 hours. Yeah.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, they're probably like, this is the least interesting thing. If they hadn't already tuned out when we were talking about URI.
Go buy an Apple Watch and start off about, you know, 3 minutes ago and then.
Yeah.
And then continue on.
Yeah.
And
then we'll have a part two of this in about 6 months or so. We'll talk to those people
maybe
who've
we'll
had
some
the Apple Watches.
Back from Apple Watch.
Yeah, and, right. And from all the other sponsors of this episode.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, I don't really remember who.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Purple Light.
The Purple Light,
and
yeah.
And Harry, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
He got his ad in.
He got his one bark in the beginning, and now he's just been sucking on that blanket for the past half hour or whatever.
Now
he's looking at us.
I need to squeeze one out.
Yeah. All right. Matt, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that'll do it.
Anything you want to promote?
If you...
Health and awareness.
Health and awareness, yeah. If you want to sell your home...
If you want your home remodeled.
Yeah, contact John.
And then I'll get you in touch with Matt.
Yeah.
Matt does great work.
Great work. I mainly specializing in buying out people in hard times or that need to sell their house. So anything like that. You go through John. John goes through me. You can help John out. Help me out.
Oh, wow. I like this. It's a good deal. This is an actual sponsorship.
You know, and make things very easy, very discreet. And anyone who's in a bind needs to get out of a home.
You sound as professional as that suit looks.
Thank you very much. The suit was very expensive, especially the tearaway.
You don't need to brag. Yeah. You already name dropped like a million times.
I know.
It's the tearaway part that makes it expensive, though.
This episode will cost a fortune.
For me, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, that is the unfortunate part. But, yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
Decaf left, regular right. Decaf left, regular right. Very challenging work.